Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing children of Boston in the schools in your area. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year, sir?
Yeah, two.
Two kids, okay.
Okay,
so in which of the following best describes the school your children, you know, attend this current school year? Would that be one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school outside Boston, or a private school or home school?
No, it is public school.
Regular public school, okay. All right, so in,
yes.
Just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
Age is 37.
Okay, 37. Okay. Okay, now how would you describe your gender? So are you a man, woman, or non-binary? Or binary?
Male.
Okay, man. All right, so then how would you describe your race?
Race means Ethiopian.
What was that?
Asian.
Asian, right? Or
yep.
Pacific, okay, Asian. All right, sir, and thinking about specifically of your children who are enrolled like in Boston public schools, what grades are your children, you know, in this current school year?
They're in elementary school.
Okay, elementary, we have, okay, first grade, second, third?
First grade.
First?
Yeah.
Okay, and the other one, you say you have two, right?
Yeah, means another one is not in the school yet.
Okay, so it's just one on the first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then as a reminder, you know, the Boston Public School System also refers to the BPS system. It's the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with Boston public school system? Would that be very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Yeah, satisfied.
Very or just somewhat?
Yes, with the school, satisfied.
Yes.
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, and students, you know, are often graded on the quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your first grade child, you know, school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade the first grade child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I don't understand what this means. A, B, C, D, F.
Let's say you were grading your child's school, you know, like A, B, like they grade, you know, your kids in school. Like A, you know, A for excellent, B, then C, D, and F. That's how they grade it. How would you grade their school?
Yeah, the school is good. It is almost, you know, in between good and excellent. Good, you can say.
So be A or B or C?
I think B would be better.
B, okay. All right, and how about Boston Public School as a whole? Okay, overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools all together? A, B, C, D, or F?
F is poorest, right?
Okay, well, what letter would you give him? A or B or C or D or F?
B.
B, okay. And thinking about the Boston, you know, Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
Good. She's doing good. B.
B? Okay. All right. As you may know, the Boston, you know, public school system says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system and innovative welcome schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Very well, okay? And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says, you know, that they partner with community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Yeah, they're well. They're, you know, somewhat
very,
well
with okay.
the partnering. Yeah.
Okay, and if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most, you know, most focused on serving? Would that be parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, you know, or BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community? You can pick up to be the most.
I did not get this question.
Okay, if you had to, if you have to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Would you think they are most focused on serving parents, teachers, students, the superintendents or BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
I think students, they focus on the students.
Students, and what else? And who else?
Students,
parents.
Yeah, students, parents, and teachers.
Okay, so be just two, okay? So parents, between teachers and parents, which one would you choose?
Teachers and students.
Okay, teacher and students. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, and you mentioned you had a child in the first grade, right? For this next section, we are going to ask you specifically about the first grade child, okay? How engaged do you want to be with your first grade child education? Would you say very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
No, very engaged.
Very engaged. Okay, and next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your first grade child education? Very engaged, somewhat, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged. Okay, as a parent of, you know, of a student of Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one says, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Agree.
Okay. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay, and the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Yeah.
Strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Yeah.
I strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and how concerned are you about your first grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
They're doing good, not concerned.
Not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. And how concerned are you about your first grade child's physical safety while they are at school?
They're good. No concern at all.
Not concerned at all. Okay. All right, sir. And how much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public Schools? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Sorry, I did not get it. What is the question?
This is about, you know, have you heard, you know, or read about potential plans? Okay, so nothing at all, right?
Did not hear, so I cannot answer this question.
Okay. All right, sir, as you may know, there are a fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the, you know, past, leaving many schools with a considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need, you know, extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about, you know, the Green New Deal for BPS? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Did not hear.
Okay, nothing at all. Okay. As you may know, the new Green Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements for the Green New Deal for BPS? Modernizing some schools, would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly supported.
Okay, renovating some schools, support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, merging some schools.
Merging, I don't know, I can't answer this because I don't have to, what will be the pros and cons.
Okay, what about closing some schools? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If it is being closed for good, then support. I need to have the more insights. If it is going to be good or not good, like that, then only I can answer this.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And now how would you rate the condition of your first grade child's school? Would you say great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Good condition.
Good condition. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, would your first grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, or renovate schools? Yes or no?
No clue.
Would that school be affected by the plans to close it, merge it, merge-nize, modernize, or renovate?
Yeah, I do not have idea, so I cannot answer.
Okay, no problem, sir. And how familiar are you with the history of school integration and, you know, busing in Boston School during the 1970s? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. And as you may know, 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes, you, your parents, your grandparents, or none of the above?
I did not get the question.
Okay, it says, you know, 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing, you know, students to schools other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, so none of that, right? Okay. All right, sir. And do any of your children attend a BPS school outside your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And thinking about ways in, you know, the Boston schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
They're doing less.
Do less. Do less or do more?
They need to do more.
More about the impacts of racism and segregation, right? Do more? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel that your first grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected? Yes or no?
Yes. How long this is going to be?
We're almost done, sir. We're almost towards the end, okay? Only a few more questions. We should be done. I really appreciate your time, okay? Now how has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your first grade child, you know, school changed over the past few years.
They're diverse in the.
So they are future. Now. They are fewer now, or there has been no change.
No, they're diverse.
Okay.
There are no change.
All right. Okay, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? Does your first grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP, yes or no?
I don't think so.
So no, right? Okay, and does your first grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, not required.
Okay, no, okay. And what language are spoken regularly at home, sir?
English.
English, okay. And any other language?
No, English.
Just English, okay. All right, sir, and have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
No, moved.
Okay. All right, sir, and how long have you lived in the city of Boston? Less than a year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9, 10 to 19, or 20 or more years?
1 to 4.
1 to 4. All right. And what is the last year of school that you have received, that you have completed, sir?
Last year, sorry, what is that?
What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year schooling. You are asking for me or for my...
Yeah, daughter? For you. This is for you. I have 11th grade or less, high school graduate, some...
Postgraduate, master's.
Master's degree, okay. MBA or master's.
Master's.
Okay, so in last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category, okay? Would you say below $25,000 a year, 25 to less than 35, 35 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100,000, 100,000 to less than 150,000, or...
Plus.
What was that?
75 plus.
75, okay. All right. All right, sir, well, this concludes the survey. I really thank you for your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.